We appreciate the many stations that air our broadcasts each day. But a century ago, there was a station with a signal mightier than any in the country. It was KTNT that flaunted the law and blasted their signal to most of the country, touting a cure for a deadly disease. The story of the station founder and his life trying to stay ahead of the law is this edition of the American Countryside. It's true, I do travel the countryside for each of the interviews you hear on this show, but I'm also a farmer in Northwest Missouri, and I enjoy sharing stories from agriculture as well. That's why I created the Farming the Countryside show, where I interview guests with information important in farm and ranch country. You can hear us on many local radio stations. Just look for our station list on the Farming the Countryside page on Facebook, or catch it as a podcast on the AgriTalk app or your favorite podcast platform. Listen to Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot BioProven, as we share information those in agriculture need to know.
Why do some small towns thrive while others decline? What influences young people to live and work in some communities but not in others? How can you help your community make a turnaround for the better? Andrew McCray covers these topics and many others in his book, The Total Town Makeover. It's just one of six books you'll find from Andrew McCray at AmericanCountryside.com. Just click on the Books tab at the top of the page. They're based on Andrew's American Countryside broadcast, perfect for you, and they make great gifts, too. Go to AmericanCountryside.com and click on the Books tab for gifts for you and others this season.
Today we take a look back to an interview I did with Marvin Krieger, car dealership owner from Muscatine, Iowa. He recalled one infamous chapter in the city's history.
Dr. Norman Baker, who was not a doctor, he just said he was a doctor, had a cancer cure in Muscatine.
Baker founded a radio station here in 1925 to rail against the American Medical Association, among others, and promote his cure.
He advertised over KTNT, which was Know the Naked Truth, that he could cure cancer.
Although licensed to broadcast at just 500 watts, he upped it to 10,000 and reached 1 million homes. He founded a cancer hospital in Muscatine in 1930.
He did have a doctor called Dr. Hoxley, who worked with him. They never cured anybody of cancer. They used to, at night, had a local undertaker carry out the people that died, so they couldn't see him during the day.
Marvin remembers people coming to Muscatine for cancer treatment from Baker. Baker attacked the AMA from the airwaves. They, in turn, began to expose his hoax. A warrant for practicing medicine without a license was issued.
Then he went down to Mexico and was over the border, and they couldn't do anything about it.
He built a 100,000-watt radio station across the border in Nuevo Laredo and kept touting his cancer cures from Mexico until 1937. He returned to Muscatine from Mexico and served a one-day sentence for practicing without a license. In 1940, he was convicted of mail fraud, served 4 years in the federal penitentiary in Leavenworth. He died in 1958, but remained convinced his cures had worked, even stating that the jury that had convicted him had been provided whiskey and women to bring a guilty verdict. Traveling the countryside in Muscatine, Iowa, I'm Andrew McCray.